Dizzy America. Dizzy America. Dizzy making money. Dizzy buying gadgets. Dizzy keeping up with you know who.
Is that your idea of fulfillment?
Don't you wonder if there's more to life than just that rat race with no finish line? You could make it all by yourself. But when you get a little lonely sometimes, out on that limb, without him, it's a great life, but it could be greater. Why try and go it alone? The blessings you lose may be your own.
Meeting was presented by the Minnesota Church Radio Television Committee.
If you think old soldiers fade away, by golly, try getting into your old uniform. Currently in the Twin Cities, 26 degrees. Now, let's turn our thoughts to warmer climes, to the city by the bay, San Francisco.
It only takes a tiny corner of
going to be a big, big star, Vicky Carr on KSDP.
Oh, treat your thirst to grain count. Try the perfect beer. Grain Belt's got the perfect taste, so smooth and diamond clear. It comes from the water, the perfect brewing water. That's the start, that's the heart of the beer. From perfect brewing water comes Grain Belt, the perfect beer.
Prove it to yourself. Grain Belt is perfect beer. See the diamond clear sparkle in your glass. Taste the smoother, honest beer flavor of Grain Belt. Perfect beer.
So give a little whistle. Call for Grain Belt, the perfect beer. Diamond clear, Grain Belt beer.
Been a long time a-brewing.
Well, the old reliable has done it again, and you can prove it to yourself that Grossman Chevrolet is the Twin Cities' number one Chevrolet dealership, and they're offering you excellent service day and night, a mutual finance plan tailored to fit your needs, and of course, bargain prices, too. So remember the old reliable, Grossman Chevrolet, 1304 East Lake Street, Minneapolis. It's comedy time now on the Paul J. program, and let me preface the bit by saying this. A few years ago, a certain committee made an investigation of the FBI's infiltration of the Communist Party in this country. And they found out, in essence, that so many FBI agents were in the party that they were virtually supporting it. So with that in mind, here is the committee from San Francisco.
Everywhere.
Ha ha. Very nice. The weather shape up for the city's fair, cold, and windy today. The winds will diminish late tonight. A high temperature of 40. Currently, it's 30. This is the big fat horn of Don Goldie. And a great tune, Academy Award winner, Tammy. Yeah. Well, that moves us around to 20 minutes beyond 7 o'clock. Our Twin City temperature at 30. At 30 degrees, it'll go up to a high today of 40. As you heard moments ago on KSDP Raid Geo 15, Neil Armstrong and David Scott have arrived back at Cape Kennedy at their launching site, and they'll be giving space agency officials a detailed account of their brush with disaster during the flight of Gemini 8. Officials are trying to determine just what happened when the capsule whirled out of control while linked to the Agena satellite. Armstrong and Scott are scheduled to remain at the Cape over the weekend, and then they'll fly to Houston late Monday for another 6 days of debriefing and reunions with their families. Now, in regard to any late-breaking developments, you'll hear them right cheer on KSTP.
KSTP, St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Good morning. This is that elusive butterfly.
might wake up some morning to the sound of something moving past your window in the wind.
Jimmy Haskell on Ray Geo 15, 23 past 10.
If your home is your castle, but it looks a bit frayed, then you have the combination for our cavalcade. All it takes is a phone call and we'll come to your aid in the big First Federal Improvement Crusade.
Say, tell me about First Federal's Improvement Crusade.
First Federal of Minneapolis is ready to give you a low-cost home improvement loan on most anything that will improve your house or lot.
How about rates?
Lower than you'd think for landscaping, combination windows and doors.
Yes, we need all of that.
Patios, modernizing kitchens, baths, redecorating.
We need those too.
Sure sounds like your husband has let your house get into serious disrepair.
Oh, that George. Say, do you have any kind of a crusade for improving husbands?
Join the big crusade. All you do is phone. Call First Federal Savings and Loan.
Dial 333-0423.
All righty. Thank you kindly. 46 degrees in the cities. Our KSTP Bargain Bar Days, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week at the Bloomington Super Value, 9803 Nicollet Avenue, Minneapolis. And register to win a new Betty Crocker Picture Cookbook. You'll receive top quality for every food dollar. There's free parking, ample parking. So make it a must to stop and shop at the Bloomington Super Value, 98th and Nicollet, Minneapolis, a KSTP Feature Foods member. From jolly old England, Petula Clark. Go, baby. I can't wait. You see, I'm in a hurry to catch emphasis. From New York, it's 28 beyond the hour of 10, and our Twin City temperature a pleasant 46. And this is KSTP Clear Channel Radio serving you from Minneapolis, St. Paul. Coming right back in 5 minutes with Ray Conniff and Martin Denny. Stay close.
NBC Emphasis. What's new? This is Barbara Walters.
Harry Belafonte first introduced that great song, Jamaican Farewell, on Radio 15 by Ray Conniff. Hardly kite-flying weather today. We have a rather small breeze now from the east at 8 miles per hour. Got out there yesterday during the good winds and flew a couple of kites, really, and enjoyed it. Picked up a bit of a cold, but enjoyed it nevertheless. Right now in the city's 46 degrees, cloudy, occasional rain tonight. And tomorrow, little if any temperature change, the high today in the 50s.
KSTP, St. Paul.
Probably the most misunderstood and most common symptom of human distress is a fever. And boy, do we have it going around the country right now. The subject of fevers is examined in detail in an article called When Someone in Your Family Has a Fever. It'll be found in the April issue of Better Homes and Gardens magazine. Any fever raises three basic questions. Number one, what does the fever mean? Two, when should you call a doctor, if at all? And three, what, if anything, should you do about it? There are, of course, no cut-and-dried answers, but this article presents some reasonable guides. Different types of fevers are discussed at length, including recurring fevers in adults, the most dangerous of all, which may be signaling serious illness, tuberculosis, or cancer. So don't miss When Someone in Your Family Has a Fever, in the April issue of Better Homes and Gardens, and it's on sale right now. Another article of interest in this issue features floor plans and pictures of a moderately priced house designed by the editors. So pick up your copy soon. Better Homes and Gardens. This is Denny. Call me. Just be careful what you call me. That's Call Me, Martin Denny on Radio 15. 19 minutes before 11 o'clock, our temperature remains at 46. Today, March the 21st, the St. Petersburg Festival of States begins in Florida. It's Farmer's Day. It's the first day of spring in Afghanistan, and I know you're all choked up about that. On today's date in 1685, the German composer Johann Sebastian Bach was born, and in 1790, Thomas Jefferson of Virginia became the first U.S. Secretary of State in George Washington's cabinet. A few of the highlights on this day in history. Tonight, heck of a tune. The accent is on melodies old and new with a dash of comedy tonight on The Andy Williams Show, 8 o'clock on Channel 5. Andy welcomes Pat Boone, comedian Dick Shawn, for an hour of songs and fun, so enjoy it. The Andy Williams Show in lively color tonight at 8 o'clock on KSTP TV, Channel 5. Okay?
I chase the bright elusive butterfly of love.
That's Bobby Lind. Bobby Lind, the elusive butterfly. 15 minutes in front of the hour of 11 o'clock, our Twin City temperature at 46. It'll be cloudy, a chance of rain later tonight and tomorrow, and little, if any, temperature change. The high today in the 50s and the overnight low 35. Well, a special sports disease is gripping the state of Minnesota this week, and it's called high school basketball tourney fever, and it's highly contagious, especially among the kids. The fever will rise on Thursday when the regional champs start play at Williams Arena, and will reach its highest fever pitch on Saturday, the day the new champion will be decided. In the first round games, it'll be Duluth East against Ada, Hutchinson against Moundsview, Blooming Prairie, the sentimental favorite because it's the smallest entry into the tourney this year, and I believe that they have never been into the tourney before. Blooming Prairie will take on Henning, and Wyndham against Edina Morningside. You'll hear more about it on Radio 15. Here's an interesting version of a Petula Clark tune by Tony Hatch, Round Every Corner. Okay, that's rather nice, a rather hippie version of Round Every Corner, written and composed and played for you by Tony Hatch. We expect Jane Johnston around a little bit later this hour, 11 minutes before 11 right now, and our temperature at 46. Recently, NSP got a big surprise. They asked all the people in this area who have whole house electric heat what they thought of it. The results, 82% said we'd do it again. Now, NSP has known for years that appreciation and acceptance of electric heat has grown enormously. But for 82% of the people who have electric heat to give it an unqualified vote of confidence, well, do you realize that surveys show that even the highest quality makes of automobiles don't have anywhere near an 82% loyalty support from their owners? It's fantastic. The people who live with electric heat, the people who should know, say by an 82% majority that electric heat is worth it. If you've heard about electric heat, and let's say you've been a little bit skeptical, ask somebody who has it. Chances are 82 out of 100 will say it's worth it. Why don't you look into Flameless Electric Heat and bring your life up to date today? NSP.
KSTP, St. Paul, and
Minneapolis. Long John Cash.
There once was a musical troupe.
That's Johnny Cash on Radio 15. And right now we have lovely Jane Johnston with us. And hello there.
Good morning, Paul.
This is kind of a new experiment, folks. We're sitting in two different studios, and
yes.
I've never done this before. Have you?
Well, with Dan, when I come to talk to Dan, but it's the first time.
Yeah.
It's sort of lonely.
Yes, it is. I kind of miss being in the same room. I don't know. There's something about immediate proximity or something and talking with a person.
Did you hear us this morning when I was talking to Steve about the new book out, the biography of David Sarnoff?
Just barely. I was walking in and through a couple of studios here, and I really didn't catch much of what the book is all about. So why don't you recap it a little bit?
Well, sounds as though it would be a very interesting book because it tells how radio was conceived, and of course General Sarnoff thought of radio in 1915. He predicted it. He's made many predictions, as a matter of fact, and most of them have come true. And people thought he was crazy, of course. You know, if you heard one fellow whom they hired to make a survey said that, forget it, that David Sarnoff was just, he'd lost his mind and it would never come about. Radio in the home.
Yes.
And, of course, we all know that wasn't true. But he's made some other predictions now for the future. By the way, he's 75 years old. And he has now made other predictions.
Do you have them
for
there?
For our future.
Let's hear them.
And, before I tell that, though, do you know the year that radios were first installed in automobiles? I thought you might enjoy
that. In automobiles. Experimental or really in use?
Really in use, installed in them.
This is just a guess. 39?
31.
31?
Yes. But he predicted, Sarnoff predicted radios in motor cars as far back as 1922.
Fantastic.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
And he also predicted walkie-talkies. At the same time, 1922.
Of course, that's a real practical use. And, you know, if my memory serves me correctly, he caught the SOS of the Titanic. Or was it the Lusitania? No, it must have been the Titanic. And he was on top of, was it the Empire State or some building in New York? And he relayed all of this information. And I believe this is where he really got all of his notoriety.
I see.
And then went on from there to, really blossom out and take over in the radio and broadcasting business.
Well, he's one of the greats.
True.
This prophecy that was ran in an article in 1949, when television, of course, was really in, you know, said that radio was doomed. And then to quote, within 3 years, the broadcasting of sound or ear radio over giant networks will be wiped out. Powerful network television will take its place, unquote. Well, of course, you know that was wrong. In fact, a recent poll found that radio is the preferred source of news in the daytime.
Well, I don't think there's anything that can compare with the speed.
And in the same poll, ranking in popularity, in daytime news popularity, television, newspapers, and magazines, in that order. This is for news.
Newspapers, magazines, fourth.
Well, now here's what he predicts.
All right.
For our future. He predicts that very soon all forms of communications, that's voices, pictures, telegraphs, and printed words, will be able to pass at the same time through the same kinds of equipment in the form of electronic impulses. And he says today's console and table model furniture may be displaced by an all-purpose television screen mounted on the wall. And it would be coupled to a sound system and a high-speed electronic printer, imagine. And this means, of course, that the major channels of news, information, and entertainment in the home will be a single system that combines all the separate electronic instruments.
Which makes sense.
Yes, it certainly does, if it happens. And within 5 to 10 years, he says, our homes will receive radio and television programs transmitted regularly by means of satellites in outer space. And this, even the most backward and illiterate little villages in the poorest countries will also get this.
That's great.
He says, within 5 to 10 years, that should do a lot for those people, shouldn't it?
Certainly should, yes.
How's our time?
We're all right. We have plenty of time.
Okay.
Right ahead.
Well, actually, that's just some of what he predicts. The book is a biography. It's just called David Sarnoff by Eugene Lyons. It's published by Harper and Row, if anyone would like to buy it. I don't know how much it costs.
I'm a big book collector. I belong to about 3 book clubs right now. And I'm certainly going to pick it up because I'm sure it's, for anybody who's in the business connected in any way, I'm sure it'll be a great book.
Yes, well, it's bound to be. Well, this year he's 75, and it's his 60th anniversary in radio.
60th?
Since he was 15, he's been involved in radio.
My. Isn't that something?
Started with Marconi, with the Marconi company.
I talked with Mr. Hantz here at KSDP, and of course he's one of the pioneer people in broadcasting also. And he mentioned that I believe he was a radio operator on some kind of vessels about the same time that the Titanic sunk.
Oh.
And of course he was very familiar as a result with what had actually taken place, and, and I'm sure has met and knows General Sarnoff quite well.
And he also knows radio very well.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, that's great. See, I look forward to getting that book.
Yes, I am too. I'm looking for. I just have a sort of a review on it. I don't have the book itself, but I want to read it.
It may not be off the presses as of yet, then.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is off.
It is off the presses.
Oh, good.
It's ready.
And what's new and exciting in your life?
Not too much.
Is that right? Very good.
I'll see you later, Paul.
All right.
Bye.
Twin City temperature, 46 degrees at 10 o'clock. This is KSTP, Clear Channel Radio from Minneapolis and St. Paul. We have the news next in sound and then more music on the Dan Allen Show, 11 o'clock.
This is NBC News, the Court on Obscenity.
NBC Radio News on the Hour, brought to you by Schick.
Schick. Super stainless steel blades with the new Super Krona Comfort Edge.
Now, here is Herbert Kaplow.
A 5-year prison term was upheld by the Supreme Court today for the publisher of Eros magazine convicted under a federal obscenity law. It was a 5-4 decision, Justice Brennan writing the majority opinion, saying publications designed...